Scripture in the Bible that I want us to read, and it comes from Philippians chapter 3. In that chapter of that book, Paul, in the first nine verses, talks about his past. And then he starts to talk about the present and the future in verses 10 through 21. And I'm going to just read verses 10 through 14 as he begins to talk about the future, because that's what I would like to talk to you about this morning as we prepare for 2015. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul says this: I want to know Christ. I want to know his power, the power of his resurrection, and participate in his sufferings. I want to become like him in his death. Somehow, my hope is to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, I forget what is behind, and I'm focusing on what's ahead, straining towards what's ahead, and I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, there are three ways to prepare for our future, and I want to, just in our last few remaining moments, I want to share those with you. I've given you some homework. There's an insert in your bulletin, and over the next 3 days, today's what, December 28th, so we got just a couple of days until the new year, I would encourage you to seek the Lord and to fill out that. You'll understand what I want as I give you the three things that we'll talk about today. The very first thing that I want to encourage you today in the next few days, seek the Lord and write out what you really desire to have happen in 2015. What do you desire? How many of you have ever sat in a car with someone? I've done this a number of times with my wife. I said, where do you want to go eat? She says, I don't know. Where do you want to go? I say, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And that goes back and forth until someone breaks and says, this is what I desire. See, God wants to hear your desires. There's nothing wrong with expressing what you want. I asked my grandson, who's 8 years old, what does he want for Christmas? He had absolutely no problem in telling me what he desired. God wants you to feel free to express your desires, but he also wants you to know what he desires for you. And if you have your bulletins in the first part, note down that we are people who need to determine what our desires are and then declare them. I would like to give you, and you can write these down, I don't have them in PowerPoint, but there's a five-fold purpose that God has for you. Pastor Rick Warren identified these in a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. I'm going to use the word desire because there are five desires that God wants for you and me as we leave 2014 and move into 2015. And the first thing is he wants you to know him. That's what Paul says. Paul, what do you really want? What's your top 10 desires? What's the number one? It's to know God. Not just know about him, not just to learn about him. I want to know him intimately. David said, the bottom line for me is I want to be in your sanctuary. I want to be in your temple. I want to be in your presence as long as I live. That was his number one desire. And Paul says, I wanted to know him. See, if you really get to know God, all the other desires that he has for you will start to be fulfilled. Because I don't know how you can turn on a God when you start to know his grace and his love and his forgiveness and the abundance of his person that he gives to us. The second desire that he has for you is he desires for you to live a life that's honoring him. How many parents do we have in the house today? Don't we want our kids to honor us? Don't we want our kids, when they're sent out and I'm not around them, don't I want my sons to talk in such a way that it would bring honor to me? Doesn't your dad in heaven want you to live a life that's pleasing to him? That's the second purpose he has for you. Third desire he has for you is he wants you to become a servant like he is, by serving people. That's his desire for you for 2015. He wants you to become more of a servant. Bill Hybels wrote a book, Descending to Greatness. You know, greatness is not getting on the top of the ladder and being over everybody. It's about climbing down, descending to a position where you serve one another, and that's the greatest position you'll ever have in the kingdom of God. He desires that for you and me in 2015. He desires, fourthly, for you to share your faith with other people. He wants everyone to know that he is a good God. We mentioned this past year, we someone said, it may have been a tough year for us. How many would say it's a tough year for you? I had a couple come down. I prayed with them, probably spent 10 minutes talking with after the service. He has been out of work for quite some time. They're having difficulty making ends meet. Do you know that they didn't even ask me to pray that he'd get a job? They asked me that they would be graced with his grace to glorify and honor him. And I prayed that a door would open for him. You know, they are servants of the living high God. And so God wants us to become servants like he is to serve people. Fifthly, he has a desire for you and I to become a part of something that's bigger than we are, and that's his family. He wants you to become a part of what we call the church, his family. This is a family. This is not an organization. This is not a business. This is a family. And there's one church in this whole area, and it's expressed in many different places. But we are a part of God's family. And he desires for you to connect with others. This Christmas, I hope your celebration was great. My wife was not feeling that well. I'm a little under the weather as well today. But it didn't rob us from having a great celebration at Christmas. My two boys were here. My grandson was here. My youngest son did something he hasn't done I can't ever remember him doing this. He came down Christmas Eve, went home afterwards, came back down early Christmas morning, stayed all Christmas day, stayed overnight Christmas night, and then took his mom with his brother. I took care of Drew, our grandson, while they went to a movie to see The Hobbit, I guess it was. They'd wanted to see that, so they went to see that and had a great time. And I'll tell you, as a dad, having my boys home and having family there is tremendous. You know, don't ever underestimate the importance to God it is when you gather with the saints. He loves to have people gather. And I was brought up by gathering with the brothers and sisters on a regular basis. We would go to church virtually every Sunday evening, every Wednesday. In our culture, that's not true. And I'm not here to set down a dogmatic amount of times that you need to be with the family. But please know, as the author of Hebrews said, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together. Man, whatever often means to you, I want you to know God loves to have you here. And I don't need you here to be happy, but I love to see my kids here. You know what I mean? I'm going to be happy whether my son comes down again or not, but I love to have him come, and it causes my heart to rejoice. And that is a purpose that God has for you, a desire that he has for you. So one, he desires that you know him, and he wants to reveal himself to you. He desires for you to live an honorable life in honor to him. He desires for you to develop a servant's heart to serve people. He desires for you to share with others the saving power of his grace, and he desires you to be a part of his family. If your desires that you list on that paper in the next 3 days doesn't match up with those, may I suggest that you read and follow the instructions of Psalms 37:4. David said, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." He will actually help you begin to desire what he desires. You can acquire a taste. Doesn't mean he's going to give you everything you want. He will actually give you the desires that he has. We sing a song. It's not one of the top five that we've sung this past year. We've sung a song, and the chorus says, "Break my heart for those things that break yours." See, that's what, when you start spending time in his word, when you start spending time with his family, when you go to a journey group, when you meet with other Christians in a coffee shop, and you begin to talk about him, he will begin to put these five desires in your heart, and you will experience a fullness in 2015 that you have never experienced if you've never done that before. Then Paul goes on in verse 13. He says, "I also do this in preparation for the future, I declare what I want, and I want to know God. He says, the second thing I do is, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but I do this one thing. I forget what's behind, and I strain forward to that which is ahead. See, faith always looks ahead. Faith always looks ahead. And sometimes we can get caught up in what's happened in the past. It may be our past sins. It may be our guilt. It may be our shame. But it also may be our accomplishments and our successes and our victories that we have. You know, I enjoy what God did in 2014. There is a time to remember what he has done. But there's also now, just a few days, we have to say, thank you, God, for doing what you did. But now, we got 2015. What else do you want to do in us? And so Paul says, I'm not going to focus on that which is in the past. I'm going to focus on that which is ahead. Lord, help us to move in that way. And thirdly, Paul says in Philippians 3, not only am I going to forget what is behind in the sense of focusing on what's ahead, but I'm going to be diligent to do all that God tells me to do, nothing more and nothing less. You know, God wants you to make that commitment to him this new year. Don't try to do things that God's not doing. You know, the most difficult time, for me anyway, maybe not for you, but it's difficult for me to reach a point where God says there's nothing else you can do. And I have to do nothing. See, I'm always wanting to fix things. I guess that's why I chose the ministry. I'm wanting to fix people. I'm wanting to help people. There are some times you've done everything you can do and you can't do anymore. But we make the mistake of then trying to do some more and feeling guilty if we don't do more. You can always do more. That's not the question of how much can you do. The question is, are you doing what God told you to do? If you are doing all that he told you to do, not anything more, not less, you'll be successful. The word press on towards the goal, the word press on, take hold there, is a word that was used in biblical times in warfare and competition, in an athletic endeavor. It was a word that was used of hunters who would go out and hunt prey. And they would hunt because they were hungry. And if they didn't catch their prey, they would in fact die and lose their lives. So it's this word picture that Paul uses to say, with that same tenacity, with that same desire, you're hungry, you're going to starve, you've got to get that prey. So you go hunting for it, you look for it, you're not going to give up. So it's with that same tenacity that you are to move into 2015, say, I've got to have this. I can't live without it. I'm going to live like tomorrow's my last, today's my last day. I've got to have that. That's the tenacity that God wants for us. And as we, in fact, commit ourselves to what he has for us in 2015, I'm telling you, he will be faithful to carry out what he wants to do in us. Even in our faithlessness, our God is faithful. So folks, you've got your homework in the next 3 days. I'm not going to be knocking on your door. I'm not going to check up on you to see if you're doing it. But you got a sheet of paper there. I want you to write out some of your desires. See how, and to be honest with yourself, okay? Don't just write down the spiritual version. Now, what do you really desire in life? And you need to identify those because they're going to reveal what drives you, and we're all driven by something. Paul was driven by a desire to know God. And I pray that I would become more like that all the time. Oh, that I would not be driven by guilt and fear. I would not be driven by anger and resentment. I would not be driven for wealth and possessions. I would be driven for a knowledge from God, to be pleasing to him, to become a servant, to share my faith. May that become our compelling passion. We have a Tim Robinson just said he chose the number D and he knew the answer, and I'm glad most of you do. We do have a passion for God and a compassion for people. And when you have a passion for God to know him, it will be revealed. You can't hold it back in a compassion for people. That's where we're going in 2015. I look forward next week to sharing with you a vision that was dropped into my heart in 2015, October of this past year. And I believe it's going to, I know it's going to set the direction for where I'm going to take us as one of the leaders here in 2015. I'm looking forward to meeting with you. I'm looking forward also at 6 o'clock next week to meet in that unremodeled office in downtown Hanford as we pray together and seek the Lord to pour His Spirit out on us in a fresh way in 2015. Why don't we stand and let's offer one word of prayer before we leave. And if you wouldn't mind bridging the aisles. Now, if you have a cold or if you're coughing, and I've been coughing as well, and I know some others are as well, you don't have to feel, don't hold someone's hand, okay? Unless you've got some cleaner on your hands and you want to wash them, all right? But and I don't want to hold your hand because, you know, my wife's been sick and so I am too. But I'd like to just pause and give the Lord just one last final word of thanks. Psalms 106, David said, give thanks to the Lord for He's good. And His loving mercy and compassions never stop. So Lord, as Your family that meets here at Koinonia Church, we want to just pause and together with our hands united, we say thank You for all that You have done. We couldn't make it without You. I know that's what John said, apart from You, we can't do anything. And Lord, You're the reason that we breathe. You're the reason that we live. We have a mind to think, and that's because of You. We have provision. We have so many things because of You. And please hear our hearts, because it's not just a mental word that we say thank You, but it's a heart of gratitude that recognizes, apart from You, we couldn't make it. Thank You for 2014. And even as I say that, Lord, we're asking for Your assistance so that we can become more like You in 2015. Yes, there's been some good things that have been accomplished, but there's so much more that needs to be done. And we want to see our lights shine even brighter and brighter as the days go on. Yes, You've seen our love for each other, but we need to increase in our love for each other. So Lord, as we prepare ourselves, I pray over the next few days that the people would list their desires and compare them with Your desires. And if they're not in alignment, may they seek You and delight themselves in You and give them new desires. There's some people who need to leave some stuff behind. And as they write it out on that sheet of paper in the next couple of days, may it be done with. May they no longer focus on that. Some people are wearing spiritual clothes that don't fit anymore. They need to take them off and get rid of them, God. There's new clothes that You have for them to put on. They're struggling and they just don't fit. Help them to change, Jesus. And all of us need to make a commitment to what You want in our lives. So I pray that we would press on. We'd not just amble. We'd not just kind of hopefully, leisurely pray, but we would seek You with a passion, oh God, so that we would be ones who eat from Your table and deal with the hunger that's in us. Oh, let us be these things in 2015. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank You, Jesus, for 2014. Give everybody a hug as we leave today. God bless you.